During the 1950s, Texas Instruments and the fledgling transistor industry were spreading their wings in Dallas. The company needed a research and manufacturing plant for semiconductors. Its president, Patrick Haggerty, wanted to build something revolutionary, a workplace where management, machines, and technicians worked side by side. The company selected an architectural team headed by two innovative South Texans, O'Neill Ford and Richard Colley. Felix Candela was the engineer. They designed a three-story building with integrated offices and laboratories on the first floor and open areas to serve the evolving manufacturing process on the top floor. The second floor was an upstairs basement, 9 feet tall and framed with precast concrete trusses that looked like children's jacks. They allowed pipes and utility services to run up, down, and around. The second floor was known as an interstitial space. Wallace Wilkerson was an architect on the team.
If you were on the manufacturing floor, every 10 foot 6 inches in each direction, there would be a box in the floor. By taking the lid off the box, you could get to the space where all the pipes were. If you felt you needed some oxygen for one of your experiments, you just opened the box and got the man in the pipe space to bring you some oxygen.
The building was roofed with thin shell concrete shapes called hyperbolic paraboloids, each 63 feet square. When joined, they undulated across the roof like the letter W. Their rise and dip helped drainage and created gables that lent rhythm to the building's original length of 380 feet. The exterior was sheathed in sand mold brick, anodized aluminum panels, and marble secured with stainless steel spider clips. Texas Instruments became a pace setter for computer chip and integrated circuit development. Its semiconductor building became a model for industrial architecture that integrates people, processes, and machines.